Good morning. We're continuing with we're talking about the luchos of hider for tamachachem. So included in the din of hider for tamachachem is the halach of hider for the wife of a tamachachem. And the Gemara says that when Rav Huna's wife would come to the Besdin, Rav Nachman would stand up in honor of Rav Huna's wife, not because necessarily Rav Huna's wife was the biggest lamdanis in the city, but because she was the wife of a Talmud Chacham, so that alone is a reason for the woman to get the respect. Giving respect to the wife of the Talmud Chacham is giving respect to the Torah of the Talmud Chacham as well. In a case where a girl has a teacher which is teaching her Avodas Hashem, Torah, so that she has a chiyuv kavod to that woman for that reason. So that would be a reason to give her kavod. Like we've discussed the concept of giving kavod to a Rebbe, that applies to a girl, to her teachers as well. But here we're discussing, even without any idea that this person is teaching you anything, simply the regular din of kavod to a Talmud Chacham applies to the wife of a Talmud Chacham as well. There's an argument to continue and express this concept even to a relative of a Talmud Chacham, continuing with actually Rav Nachman, the Mor says that when Rav Onam's relative came to the Beis Din, Rav Nachman to judge his case first because of the kavod of Rav Onam. This is the relative of Rav Onam, so therefore that would give a kedima to that. So we see this idea that the kavod to the Talmud Chacham again extends not only to his wife, but even to the members of his family. There's a need of giving a kavod to the Talmud Chacham through giving a certain amount of respect and kedima to the members of the family as well. Okay, now we talked about the din of rabbi, so we have to clarify. What is the definition of rabbi nowadays? So we said that the concept of rabbi movik really is almost impossible nowadays, because a large amount of our learning comes from Sforim, not from the Rebbe. So as opposed to once upon a time where Lima Torah was done Baal Peh, and the person would receive the majority of their knowledge of the ideas that they have of Torah from the Rebbe. Nowadays, the primary purpose of the Rebbe is to explain things, etc. But the actual knowledge itself is coming from the Sforim, so that's not considered Rabbi Movik. But the din of Rabbi Shenu Movik would apply to any person who was a Rebbe to the Talmud and taught him a Torah for a period of time. That person would have a status of Rebbe. Now, the Chiyuv Kavod to the Rebbe doesn't end after the person is no longer a Talmud of that Rebbe. Since he was a Talmud once upon a time, the Salat of the Chiyuv continues, and the Sefer of Hatzurecha Kamaicha, he brings in a footnote for the name of Rebbe Yashiv Zatzal, that the Chiyuv Kavod to a Rebbe continues even after the person is no longer in the Rebbe, in the shir of that Rebbe. So this would include, let's say, a person is a Rebbe in one of the years of their grade school, their elementary school, high school, Beis Medrash. It also, if it was a person who was a Rav Kavua to give a shir in the shul, and the person goes to that shir on a regular basis, that person is his Rebbe. Even though the person might actually just be, as it were, a member of the community, he doesn't have a position of some type of official status, but since he is a person who's teaching Torah on a regular basis, this becomes the teaching you Torah on a regular basis. He becomes your Rebbe. You're learning from him. Obviously, the Rebbe of the Kehillah would have that status as well. Now, what about a situation where a person is learning Torah from somebody indirectly? So the Mor talks about the idea of hearing shmuz in this person's name. So the Rosh Yeshiva would say something in his yeshiva, and that information would be passed mouth to mouth to many people outside of the yeshivas. So the Mor said that is the people who hear those shmuz are considered a Talmud, they've come into the Rebbe, they've never actually met the person, they never heard anything directly from him. So obviously that would also mean if you learn from Svarim, and you learn Torah from these Svarim, and you become knowledgeable through these Svarim, the people which wrote the Svarim are now considered your Rebbe. A person hears recordings, a person listens to some type of recording of this individual on a regular basis, that becomes your Rebbe, and you have a chiyuv to give him kavod. We had an example when my son was young. We used to get recordings from a certain Talmud Chacham who had beautiful recordings for Talmidim, for young men to teach, young men and young women to teach Torah, and he listened to them on a regular basis. We felt that that person has the status of a Rebbe of our son, and there's a meaning to give a Rebbe a present. Chanukah time, we sent that person a present for Chanukah, even though we've never actually met the person directly, because our son was learning Torah from that individual, albeit indirectly. So those are some examples of how Torah can be learned, which would then give a chiyuv of giving kavod to that person. So we've touched on the definition of a Rebbe. Now what about a person only hears a few members in his name? He's not your Rebbe in any type of kviyas time. What status does that have? We'll talk about that, Be'ez Hashem, in the next year.